Windows 11 with JAWS. Lesson 11. Time Picker widget in the Settings app. Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you will understand, be able to discuss, and/or perform the following tasks as they relate to using the Time Picker widget found in the Settings app in Windows 11. Locate the Time Picker widget in the Do Not Disturb Automatic Rules section in the Windows 11 Settings app. Use the Time Picker controls to change the hours, minutes, and period for during these times in the Turn on Do Not Disturb Automatically settings. Time Picker widget. A Time Picker widget can be found in various places in the Windows 11 Settings app. This is a unique control, so let's look at how it works using the keyboard. Open the Windows Settings app by pressing Windows key I, India.
Settings. Search box, Find a Setting Edit.
Focus is in the Find a Setting Edit box. Type Disturb in the Search Edit box and then press down arrow to Do Not Disturb Automatic Rules and press Enter.
1 Results. Do Not Disturb Automatic Rules. Notifications. Search box. Find a Setting Edit. Turn on Do Not Disturb Automatically. Show All Settings button collapsed.
The right side of the settings screen changes to show system notifications. Focus is on the Show All Settings button for Turn on Do Not Disturb Automatically, which is collapsed. Press spacebar to expand the Show All Settings button.
Expanded.
Move to the During These Times checkbox, which is checked by pressing Tab. If it's not checked on your PC, press spacebar now to check it.
During These Times checkbox checked.
There are 2 Time Picker buttons here, one for Turn On and one for Turn Off. Move to the Turn On Time Picker button by pressing Tab. This button has 3 columns. The first column is hours, the second column is minutes, and the third column is for period AM or PM.
Time Picker, 11:00 PM Time Picker button.
Open the Time Picker by pressing spacebar.
Pop-up, Time Picker, Hour List, 11, 12 of 12.
A Time Picker widget opens. Focus is in the first column, a vertical list of times to pick from. Mouse users can hover the mouse pointer over any of these 3 columns and scroll the mouse wheel to view and choose available times. Keyboard users may press up or down arrow, home or end, as well as page up or page down. Press up arrow to change the hour to 10.
Hour list box, 10, 11 of 12.
Move to the second column for minutes by pressing the Tab key.
Minute list, 0, 0, 1 of 60.
Use the arrow keys to move up or down the list. Alternatively, try pressing page up or page down to move in larger chunks and home or end to move to the beginning or the end of the list. Change the minutes to 5 by pressing down arrow a few times.
Minute list box, 01, 2 of 60, 02, 03, 04, 05.
Once you've made your selections, move to the Accept button by pressing the Tab key, followed by spacebar. Alternatively, you may also activate the Dismiss button or press Escape to back out of the Time Picker without making any changes. I've changed the hour to 10, the minutes to 5, and left the period column with PM as the selected choice.
Period list, PM, 2 of 2. Accept button. Turn on Do Not Disturb Automatically, Time Picker, 10:05 PM Time Picker button.
Feel free to pause the recording and continue practicing by pressing the Tab key to move to the Turn Off button, which behaves in a similar fashion. Below the Turn Off button is a combo box for repeat, either daily, weekends, or weekdays. There are other controls within the expanded Turn On Do Not Disturb Automatically section. They include checkboxes for when duplicating your display, playing a game, when using an app in full screen mode, and for the first hour after a Windows feature update. All these checkboxes are checked by default. Feel free to make any changes, especially for the latter, after a Windows feature update, as many people may not be aware of this default setting. When you're finished, close the Settings app by pressing Alt-F4 or by left-clicking the Close button at the top right of the screen. Thank you for joining me in this lesson on the Time Picker widget in the Windows 11 Settings app.
Do you want to learn more? Visit dsurf.net/training.